to the people. Yeah. The power to the people. You're tuned in to Matt Flynn Direct. I'm Stu Daniels filling in for Matt today. He'll be back tomorrow. Thank you for tuning in to WAUK, Waukesha, Milwaukee, and WTTN, Madison. Discussing several things today on the radio. Hope you'll join us at 844-967-2789. And if you want to send me an email, you can do so at stumanradio@gmail.com. Stu is spelled S-T-U. And what we've been discussing so far this morning is the decision by the Supreme Court to overturn Roe v. Wade. And I think we'll move on from that for now, although I'm sure we'll come back to it. But one thing I wanted to mention was the fact that over the weekend was the big Wisconsin Democratic Party convention. And I want to mention what was going on there in the story in the Journal Sentinel, Bill Glauber. The headline says, Democratic U.S. Senate candidates take jabs at Ron Johnson as they vie for support at the state party convention. And boy, it's easy to take jabs at Ron Johnson these days. There are so many things to mention. It says here, four top Democrats may be running hard in the party primary for U.S. Senate. But on Sunday, yesterday, they turned their sights to the fall election and stood united on one thing, taking their best jabs at U.S. Senator Ron Johnson. During the Democratic Party of Wisconsin convention, the contenders sought to portray the two-term Republican from Oshkosh as out of touch, out for himself, and wrong on a range of issues from taxes to COVID-19 to the 2020 election. Quote, you know, Ron Johnson may say a lot of crazy things, but what he's doing in Washington is no joke. Lieutenant Governor Mandela Barnes declared he wants to divide us. He's attacked organized labor, spread lies about COVID, tried to overthrow the government. Milwaukee Bucks executive Alex Lazary said, it's clear Ron Johnson doesn't give a damn about us. State Treasurer Sarah Godlewski said. Outagamie County Executive Tom Nelson said Democrats had the, quote, urgent mission to send this lying, treason-loving, woman-hating Putin stooge back to his Florida vacation home to be with his billionaire father-in-law's money, end quote. Johnson, who faces the winner of the August 9th primary, is considered one of the more vulnerable Republican incumbents during the midterm cycle. Last week's Marquette University Law School poll showed Johnson trailing Barnes, Godlewski, and Nelson in head-to-head matchups while leading Lazary. I'm going to read that again. Last week's Marquette University Law School poll showed Johnson was trailing Barnes, Godlewski, and Nelson in head-to-head matchups, but he was leading Lazary. The results were all within the poll's margin of error. The election is November 8th. Mike Marinella, the Republican Party of Wisconsin Rapid Response Director, said the top Democratic Senate contenders, quote, want to duck, dodge, and distract through November, but as Democrat policies continue to fail, they can't hide from the truth about their records. Desperate attacks against Republicans are the only message Democrats can drum up as they refuse to face reality while Wisconsin families struggle. Well, you talk about refusing to face reality. The story continues and says all the top Democrats blasted last week's U.S. Supreme Court decision overturning Roe v. Wade, which brought an immediate halt to abortion in Wisconsin. Quote, I'm pissed because we've had 50 years to codify this into law, but the Senate has failed to prioritize reproductive rights, Godlewski said. And here's another quote. I am sick of this issue being treated as an afterthought, not just with Republicans, but even with our own party, she said. And I believe if we had more Democratic women at that table, we would have prioritized this a long time ago, end quote. In her speech, Godlewski stressed her Wisconsin roots, the push to save the treasurer's office and then win the seat. Look, people telling me winning this race is going to be hard and getting things done in the Senate will be even harder. But I've been underestimated my entire life, she said. Barnes said his story is a Wisconsin story. He spoke of his family's union roots and played up his ability to unseat Johnson. This campaign is beating Ron Johnson in a head-to-head matchup, and I am the only Democrat who is beating Ron Johnson with independents, Barnes said. Ron Johnson is more vulnerable right now than he has ever been, he added, because here's what he doesn't understand. We have more in common with each other than any of us do with a self-serving multimillionaire like Ron Johnson. Lazary leaned into his ties with the Milwaukee Bucks and the construction of Fiserv Forum as ways of showing, quote, progressive values are good for business and for workers, end quote. When we set out to build not just a basketball arena, but a jobs program that gave opportunities for minority-owned and women-owned businesses while paying a $15 minimum wage with a union, we delivered. And after 50 years, we set out to win an NBA champion. Giannis delivered. There's no way I'd take credit for that, Lazary said, of Antetokounmpo's performance in last year's NBA final. Nelson played up his roots in the Fox Valley and brought out a couple of bottles of beer to make a comparison between Wisconsin-made Spotted Cow and what he said was a watered-down-tasting big national brand. Quote, I'm not the weak beer, he said, a veiled jab at others in the race. He sought to portray himself as the most progressive candidate in the field with his support for Medicare for All. And he called for the U.S. Supreme Court to be expanded, quote, if we are ever to take back our nation from the clutches of this crazy cabal that has its hands around the throat of our nation. Nonprofit executive Stephen Olakara of Milwaukee, the son of immigrants from India, said he took an unlikely route to the stage. I know what it's like to be an outsider in politics, said Olakara, founder and former CEO of Millennial Action Project, which brings together young elected legislators. He said his first piece of legislation would be to get big money out of politics and said the best ideas in Congress should be coming from you and not the big money special interests. So there's a little bit of what went on over the weekend at the convention. Thanks for tuning into Hour 1. Stay tuned for Hour 2. I'm Stu Daniels filling in for Matt Flynn today on Matt Flynn Direct. And you are tuned in to WTTN and WAUK.